Next item on the agenda is Marine Hydraulics, 04-1984. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello. Before I begin, we received an additional protest this morning that you all don't have.
Thank you, ma'am.
Right, Marine Hydraulics Incorporated requests modification of their previously issued permit to include dredging using either clamshell or hydraulic methods of 5,400 cubic yards of stated and submerged lands within a 130-foot by 140-foot basin to create maximum depths of minus 10 feet below mean low water at their property situated along the Elizabeth River in Norfolk. The project is protested by nearby property owners. Kathy, please. This project is located on the eastern shoreline of the Elizabeth River, immediately adjacent to the Lambert's Point Marine Terminal Facility. This section of shoreline is industrial, and the Midtown Tunnel is located approximately 1,000 feet southeast of the project site. The 2002 aerial and a more recent aerial view. Ground shot. This modification request is for the additional dredging of 5,400 cubic yards of stated and submerged lands within a 130-foot by 140-foot basin. And you can see that circled in red. It's in front of their previously approved bulkhead. This basin is to moor Navy barges for temporary crew housing while a ship is undergoing repair. Side view. On February 28, 2006, the Commission approved MHI's request to install a trestle to support a mobile crane, three mooring dolphins, dredge 491,000 cubic yards for the installation of a dry dock and also an associated access channel to connect with the Federal Navigation Channel, construct a 193-foot bulkhead with associated fill, and install a 26-foot long by 24-foot wide bridge to access the dry dock. Since that request was approved last year, MHI has decided to use a smaller dry dock and has modified their original request to reduce the dredge footprint to 113,600 cubic yards, install two dolphins, and still construct 193-foot bulkhead with associated fill, as well as dredge this additional area. The City of Norfolk Wetlands Board approved the dredging of 700 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands in front of the bulkhead on November 8, 2006. By emails dated February 26, 2007, and March 16, 2007, several residents of the Westgate neighborhood stated their objections to the project. They note that they objected to the previous project, and they oppose any increase in dredging. It appears that their main concern is the potential for the amount of truck and pedestrian traffic to increase as a result of the additional dredging. Given the industrial nature of the shoreline, and since the objections to the project seem to focus primarily on upland issues outside the jurisdiction of the Commission, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed with the following conditions. Staff recommends that a pre-dredging conference be required and that the applicant be required to submit a post-dredging bathymetric survey of the dredged area within 30 days of completion of the dredging so staff may assess permit compliance. Staff also recommends the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $2,430 for the dredging of 5,400 cubic yards at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. Any questions?
Any questions for Elizabeth? Mr. Fox.
The letters that you just gave us mentioned something about, and I just scanned them quickly, some fear that there may be dredging of wetlands, but the no dredging of wetlands contemplated in this proposal.
If you look right in there, 700 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands, and that was approved by the Wetlands Board on November 8th, 2006.
Okay, so there is some dredging and what?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's already been approved.
Right, 100 square feet, so something.
700.
Oh, 700 square feet. Okay.
Any other questions? Thank you, ma'am. Is the applicant here represented? Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
How are you? You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
For the record, please state your name, sir.
My name's Tom Langley with Langley & McDonald Engineers in Virginia Beach.
Always a pleasure.
Mr. Commissioner, members of the commission, appreciate the opportunity. I'll try to be as brief as I possibly can. Mr. Fox, you asked about the 700 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands. This project has been going through several permit phases over the last several years, and there is a mitigation site on the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River that compensates for wetlands on this project. We tried to mitigate wetlands here twice. The geese ate it all up and put monofilament out there, tried to keep everything as safe as we could, and we were unsuccessful with that, and it's just too much of an exposed site. So as part of this project, we moved it to the eastern branch on their property there, and to the best of my knowledge, that mitigation has gone very well. Beyond that, I think Ms. Gallup presented the project very well, and the applicant is here in case there are any questions that I can't answer, but otherwise I'll leave it at that.
Any questions for Mr. Langley? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Tom, did the applicant didn't want to speak unless there are any questions? Is that correct? Okay. Is anyone here in opposition to the project? Anyone here in opposition? Matters before the commission. Mr. Holland.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept staff recommendation.
Mr. McCluskey.
I second it.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, seconded by Mr. McCluskey. Further discussion. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just reviewing this letter of protest, it does seem that a number of the issues raised in protest include upland issues that are outside of our jurisdiction. And in considering that, I think we rely in part on the official opinion of the Attorney General that says that the commission should consider the effect on adjacent or nearby properties generally to be direct physical impacts on the adjacent nearby properties, as well as our precedent for handling upland issues. So with that, I think staff's recommendation is sound and consistent with code, and I'm going to support the motion.
I think that's an excellent point. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Next item is Valiant Ventures, permit number 061022. Elizabeth.
Next slide, please, Kathy.